Minister of Health Dr. Frank Anthony announced that all of the promises made in the 2020 election manifesto regarding the health sector are being delivered. This includes upgrading health care facilities, increasing remuneration for health workers, and expanding health services. Some $2 billion have been spent to upgrade and build 271 health centers and staff facilities across the country. Dr. Anthony notes that surgical capacity was also upgraded, and in some instances, like Madia, this was offered for the first time.
In terms of regional hospitals, we have six hospitals that are currently under construction. One at Lima in Region 2, one at Dekendron, one at Diamond, one at Enmore, one at Bath, and one at Skeldon. Now, for all of these facilities, we have completed the foundation, and you would see over the next quarter, you would see the infrastructure starting to take shape. And all of these six hospitals, we are expecting the physical infrastructure to be completed by the end of 2024.
Minister Anthony says there was also an adequate supply of pharmaceuticals due to more robust procurement system, proper storage, and reliable delivery to hospitals.
Talk a little bit more about that. Another one of our promises was to increase remuneration. And as of 2023, we have done that for all categories of clinical staff, ranging from nurses, allied health workers, to medical doctors, and so forth. The third area was one where we would have given doctors and nurses and other healthcare workers an option, whether they want to be in a pensionable establishment or whether they want to be on a contract. This, at the time, was a major issue, and so we said we'll give people an option, and that was done since 2020. So that, too, we have been able to accomplish.
Meanwhile, generous tax incentives for private care health delivery providers were also met. The minister notes that this is reflected in the addition of private medical facilities and the acquisition of new equipment to aid in service delivery. The implementation of a performance management system that measures performance in health contracts and service agreements was also achieved. This has lessened the waiting time in emergency rooms for surgery and improved patient record-keeping system. Delicia Junior for NCN News.